This is Mike Strong in Hays. In Homo Deus, Yuval Noah Harari's last chapter posits humans as algorithms. An algorithm is a description of a computer program in plain language and enough detail that working programs in real computer languages can be written using the algorithm as a guide. Harari talks about computers being far more efficient than humans. That depends on what you count in the process. Computers are brute force devices compared to brains, which seem quick and efficient only because they are running huge numbers of operations fast enough without showing the steps. But biological brains have shortcuts to recall information and get to answers that computers don't have. Harari says AI programs, actually says algorithms, will be wiser than humans, will know us better than we know ourselves, and that we will let algorithms run our lives. Well, one of the oldest computer aphorisms is garbage in, garbage out. The acronym is GIGO. We say GIGO. An AI, an artificial intelligence program, quote, learns, unquote, by finding and cataloging apparent relationships in the training data, which is thrown at it. A computer program neither knows nor cares whether it is getting good data in or garbage in, only that it is looking for matches within the data that is fed to it. It cannot decide to look outside the provided data. Facebook routines which feed news to you learn your preferences. Those preferences are an assumption by their programmers that what you click on or search for represents what you prefer to see. Each click means Facebook will look for similar items to deliver. As the number of clicks increases, the range of materials narrows. Job offerings are now largely automated. I submitted my resume to various job sites listing programmer, reporter, photographer, and videographer. I shoot mostly dance. For 5 years, I taught a course at UMKC Conservatory's dance division to dancers for 3D animation of their choreography. So that added college instructor with my partner, Nicole English. And I was in the Air Force from 1968 to 1972 as a geodetic computer and a geodetic surveyor. I fed all those terms to the job sites. Now, any human, including the newest of hires, would recommend the list of jobs I submitted. But the job sites I submitted resumes to used AI bots, not people, to parse and digest my resumes. Right away, several sites declared me a professor of ballet. So I called the dance division at UMKC and told them I was ready to take up my responsibilities. I must be a professor of ballet, I said, because my friend Al, as in Al-go-rhythm, sorry, I couldn't help that, had proclaimed me a professor there. We all laughed. But it is telling about the limits of AI and is a warning about the effectiveness of turning our lives over to algorithms. Over the last several years, I've seen some pretty wild job recommendations for me. From dental hygienist to truck mechanic to over-the-road driver to nurse to apartment handyman to caregiver, cook, and the other week, cardiothoracic surgeon. For me, almost all the listings are waste. But that waste is largely out of sight of the heads of companies who are listing those jobs. They see it as cheaper and easier than using humans, an irony for websites whose stated purpose is connecting people and jobs.
The Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the high plains.